wicked prospers. Zohar for All, Volume 11 in Hebrew, page 206, item 354. A righteous suffers, a wicked prospers. There is a righteous who suffers, and a wicked who prospers. A righteous, anyone whose iniquities are few, pays for his iniquities in this world. Hence, a righteous suffers. And anyone whose iniquities are many and whose merits are few, his reward is given in this world. Therefore, a wicked prospers. The dinim of the Master of the world are deep, but when the Creator wishes to atone for the iniquities of the generation, he strikes their arm and they all heal. It is like a healer who strikes and draws blood through the arm in order to save all the organs. As it is written, "And he was wounded because of our transgressions. He was crushed because of our iniquities. The chastising of our well-being was upon him, and by his scourging we were healed." 355. On that day of Rosh Hashanah, they stand on 70 thrones to sentence the din of the world. Several advocates and prosecutors stand above. Some lean to the right, to merit, and some lean to the left, to fault, to mention the faults of the world and the faults of each and every one. For this reason, a person must confess and detail one's sins, each as it is. For one who details his sins before the Creator, his sentence is given to the King alone. And one who is sentenced by the Creator, it is for the best. This is why David asked, "Be my judge, O God, you and none other." And Solomon also said, "To make the judgment of his servant, he and none other. And the courthouse of above is separated from him." 356. This is why we need to detail the sins of each organ and what it did in particular. As it is written, "I acknowledge my sin unto you." Afterward, "And you forgave the iniquity of my sin," Selah. How do we know it? From Moses, as it is written, "Please, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them a god of gold." And about Israel it is written, "We have sinned because we have left the Lord."
When we read the Zohar, we have to be especially concerned with our connection. Good. Everyone individually, in particular, disappears. There is only the comprehensive we.
Moses's verse was in singular form, but in the public they do not have to detail their sins. But this verse, "We have sinned because we have left the Lord," is in public. And if it is in public, their messenger does not need to detail the sins. But it is written, "And Moses returned to the Lord and said, Please, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them a god of gold." It is so, because anyone who details his sins, the courthouse of above parts from him and does not find him guilty, since a person is close to himself, and finding fault is close to a testimony. Hence, he is not judged for himself. 357. He did not let a slanderer cast fault and flaw on him, since the person rushed first and spoke, and did not leave room for another to speak. Then the Creator forgives him, as it is written, and he who confesses and forsakes will find compassion. 358. In the days of Rosh Hashanah, the courthouses establish a throne to the king to sentence the whole world. Israel come in first to be sentenced by him, so the rachamim will multiply before the anger at the wicked of the world awakens. It is written, and the sentence of his people, Israel, each day. Each day is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They are 2 days because they are two courthouses joined together, the upper, harsh din, and the lower, mild din. Both are present.
Let's really imagine ourselves being one ear, that we're hearing together what it says.
The blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, is to invoke the dinim of the masach decherik of the middle line, to unite the two lines, right and left, with one another. There are two actions in the masach decherik towards the left line. One, manula, lock, a harsh din. Two, miftecha, key, a mild din. The manula is concealed in the gar of each degree, and the miftecha is in the vak of each degree. For this reason, the manula is called the courthouse of above, and the miftecha is the courthouse of below. They always illuminate in one another, because they need one another. Since the miftecha, the key, receives the power of din from the manula, the lock, and the manula receives the illumination of the mitigation from the miftecha. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Gar, the manula rules the harsh din. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Vak, the miftecha rules. 359. The Babylonians did not know this secret of the Shvarim and the Tkia. They did not know that both were required. The Trua is harsh din. Three Shvarim are mild din. Hence, it is similar to one who is groaning from one's heart, which is weak. The Babylonians did not know which of them was needed, so they did both. We know both, that both are required, and we do both, and everything emerges to the path of truth. 360. It is written, blow the shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. At the new moon is a mild din, called moon or month. At the full moon is a harsh din, called the fear of Isaac. It is a din that is always covered. Manula, which is not an open din, because it is concealed in gar. A statute is a mild din, miftecha, open. An ordinance is a din mingled with rachamim, and both are together. This is why there are 2 days on Rosh Hashanah, and the two are one. 361. It is written, how fortunate is the people who know the Trua, not who hear or who blow, but who know the Trua. For only the sages who dwell in the air of the Holy Land know the Trua, to enter before him and connect with him. And all those who know the meaning of the Torah will approach to go by the light of the face of the Creator. This is the first light, which the Creator had concealed for the righteous. And this is why we must know the Torah.
So, you suffered a bit, the extended lesson. It's okay. What? Yes, Uri.
May I ask about the workshop, a general question?
Yeah.
As I sit in a workshop, I have two options. One is when I feel that words that are not connected to me are all I'm talking about. It's hard for me to express. I felt that you're pulling me to the truth, but I can't do it. Yeah, you did it. I felt that this, I'm trying to bring the truth out of you.
What do you mean, the truth? The questions there were all meant to keep the group in its center.
Exactly, that's my part in the group, and I guess it's hard for me to do it, to admit it.
But that's the only thing that you have to do. This is what you have. The point was for you to become convinced in it, that in general, that if you want to arrange something in life, there is no other action to benefit anything and everything but to strengthen the center of the group. It's really, it's unbelievable the extent to which that is the only action which we can perform. All the rest doesn't do anything. We're not doing anything. This is what you discover. You have to discover that. And the more we exert ourselves, the more sensitive we'll become, like in any other profession that you start working with some material, then you start feeling that material, you get an additional sense for it, and then you'll see that through the accumulation, connection in short, through the connection, us connecting together, we influence the world. That's the only thing that I have to do. Therefore, I gave the example with the steering wheel. Take another word, but that's it.
Yeah, that's true. It was revealed. It was felt, everything you said. But yeah. I had two options to behave. Either I can tell the friends, that's the truth, that's what I feel. It's hard for me to agree to do these actions. Or I can play the game, yeah, and say, yeah, it all depends on the society.
No. We don't care if it's hard or if it isn't hard for you. You have to make an effort. What do you think? That you came here to eat cake, taste it, it'll be sweet, and that's it? You came to work or what? Have a good time.
We all came here to work.
Good.
There's no doubt about it.
So that's the work.
But it's as if I need some more time. It's hard for me to say, listen, guys, that's true. Now I have to cleave onto the group, and it depends on me, and the steering wheel depends on me. And
you have to believe that you're in the right place, and what's disclosing now in this place and what the guide is telling you, this is what's good for you. And you have to make an effort. There's no compromise about it.
That's it. But how do I do it in the workshop itself, in the tent? Do I express?
What I say is what you do, period.
I didn't get it.
What?
I don't understand what I should do in the tent now.
You have to try and see the tent as a one, as a point that's restricting into one heart. And above all the obstructions that want to disconnect you every time, you want to see them that way more and more. And that's how you influence the Creator, and He influences the rest of the world.
Okay, so it's my turn to speak. Now, what am I saying? Do I say what I really feel, or do I play the game?
What you feel?
Yeah, talking about what I feel.
No one has to hear what you're feeling.
So to act out.
You bet. What, you'll start telling me about your mother-in-law or whatever? I feel this and that. What do we care what you feel? Go tell it to your shrink.
No, it's not about my mother-in-law.
No, really. What kind of an approach is that?
No, I'm not talking about my...
You came here to work, you're told what to do, and you have to do it. When you come to some working place, not where you're working, but when you're coming to a real working place, some factory, and you're led to do something, so you sit and do it, or you stand, or you run around, but you do it. So how come, no, I feel like this, and I feel like that?
No, it's not my mother-in-law, and it's not that I don't take my part. I do, but I'm asking for help by telling them, listen, I'm in the state X. God, let's help me. Let's act out as if I'm with you. I reveal the Creator.
What did I tell you to do? To ask for help?
You didn't say that.
So what are you asking about? Sit and do it. You're working. That's it.
Rav, we came over here to work. Now, one friend in our 10 is now at home. He informed us that he can't leave. He doesn't have the force to come over, even though we're all sitting here and doing the work. I really hope it's only one friend. There's only one friend we know about. I hope there aren't any others. But how can we start these holidays that we're trying to work and to go through different situations? How can we generate such a force here that everyone, despite all the lack of force and the lack of ability, will all come to the lessons and do the work here?
It's a shame what you just said. I'd recommend to bring him to the meal, to go to his house. Go to his house, take him out on a stretcher, and bring him to the meal. This is what you have to do. If you have no choice, if there are rules that, you know, were coerced by, then that's something else. But it's like leaving a soldier, leaving your friend in the battlefield. And it's going to happen to everyone. It happened to me. And it happened to me, and it happened to me a few times. And even a few years apart. Once the Rabash, he called me up and he cried, you gotta come here. And I was crying that I can't, I don't have the strength to move. It was unbelievable. You don't find the strength to move. You don't. And then he sent a few friends to my house. At other times I could overcome, at others I couldn't. This is actually what all the game's about the group. You didn't taste it yet because you're slacking around. You're slacking around regarding your connection.
I heard what you told Uri, but we actually had a very good argument regarding dissemination. Is it an action?
I didn't talk about dissemination.
Yeah, but the question was, is there an additional action that can affect the upper light except to connect the connections in the society?
No, there isn't. Nothing. All the rest will come. You'll have such obstructions and dissemination and everything that you'll be needy of it.
Meaning dissemination is part of the strengthening the...
Set the dissemination aside. Think only about the connection in the 10. The 10, it means that our entire society, our whole world, Kli. Besides our connection, in the center of our connection, that's all there is. That's where you influence the Creator. And He is the only force that influences everything, sustains everything. That's the steering wheel. Okay?
No.
Well...
Rav, I have, it's more a request than a question. After the Moscow Congress, you said that we're going to have a lot of workshops. Then I'm a bit confused, but then the next Congress, you said something there's less intensivity in it and it's something lost. What Uri is trying to say, maybe, and this is my request, maybe we can have a lesson again about the workshop and how to work with it. What I at least heard from Uri was, should I open my heart or just this, say the ordinary words? Something's unclear. Can we...
Tomorrow morning, we'll have a 3-hour lesson about workshops, and in the evening you'll say, it's good to scrutinize what workshops are. And it's good. It's true. But that's how it is. New kelim. Nothing's clear anymore. But we'll do it. I promise. And in the meantime, the usher. If you don't want problems, I'm saying again, push yourself towards the center of the